Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Zvachim Chav Vav, Zvachim 26a, pagination is 51. We'll start at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. Nasno al gabi akevesh, if the Kohen put the blood from the carbon, which is an intrinsic part of the avoda, he put it on top of the ramp, presumably on the Mizbeach. The square part is called the Mizbeach, but he put it over there. Or shalo kineged hayesod, he put it not by the foundation extension which existed on the Mizbeach, but not on all corners. On the southeast corner, when you're facing the Beis HaMikdash, as if you're entering it, so the kevesh, the ramp of the Mizbeach, is on the left. The corner that's closest to you on the left is the southeast corner. That corner did not have the yesod, that protrusion. The way a typical shtei matanos shehin arba, throwing the blood in a way that two throwings becomes four, is by throwing it on standing facing the Beis HaMikdash, so the right side closest to you, and then on the far side, the left side, and by throwing it at the corner, you would end up getting the two sides. That's how a corner works. You get both sides in one throw. Those sides all had the yesod. The one that did not have the yesod was the southeast corner. Again, the left closest to you when you're facing the Mizbeach from the outside. And he put the blood right over there. Or, nosan sanitane lamata lamaila, vesanitane lamaila lamata. There was a chutas sikra, a dividing line midway on the Mizbeach, on its wall. And some karbanos, most of them actually, are supposed to be done below the chutas sikra, but there are some that are supposed to be done above the chutas sikra. Above the chutas sikra are the chataos, which are done on the corners, and the olas ha'of is also done above the chutas sikra. The other karbanos are generally done below the chutas sikra. Shlamim, for example. So he did it wrong. He put it up, down. He messed it up. V'asanitana bifnim b'chutz, v'asanitana b'chutz bifnim. The karbanos that are supposed to be done on the inside, meaning the heichal, the area we call Kodesh, or the area of Kodesh Kadashim, the parvisoy of Yom Kippur, also the par he'alam dover, or the par kohen mashiach, were done on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. So he did it on the outside. Most of the karbanos are done on the outside, and he did it on the inside. Pasol ve'ein bokares. These things will invalidate the karban, but there's not going to be kares associated with it. And not only that, but as we turn the page, we see the Gemara Amar Shmuel. Pasol basar. When we say the carbon is pasul, we mean the meat cannot be eaten if it's a carbon that normally the meat would be eaten. It's going to be considered a pasul carbon. Avo bailim nischapru, but the owner is going to have his atonement. My taima, what's the reason for this unique ruling that it's pasul, but the owner fulfilled his obligation? The pasuk says, "Va'anina sativ lochem al hamizbeach." I placed these on the mizbeach lechaper. They should be placed on the mizbeach for atonement, which means kevin shehigia dam la mizbeach. Once the blood reaches the mizbeach, nischaper bailim, the owner has his atonement, that it's linked to the blood reaching the Mizbeach, even if it's the wrong Mizbeach, even if it's in the wrong spot on the Mizbeach, the Bailim are Nischapru. Ihachi asks the Gemara Basarnami, so that the flesh should be able to be processed as the flesh and eaten if it's a carbon to be eaten. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, L'chaper. All that we said, once it reaches the Mizbeach, is that it's L'chaper that will atone. L'chapara nisate v'lo l'davar acher. I granted it as kapara, but not for anything else. And as such, it will indeed atone, but the carbon is defined as pasul, as being invalid. This is an opportunity to mention that Perek Hey, the fifth Perek of Zevachim, outlines the karbanos and the way their blood is supposed to be applied, and to really appreciate the different categories that the Mishnah listed off, it certainly would be helpful to take a look over there again, the fifth perek of our Masechta. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.